Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you're doing, and listen.
WZGC and WZGC HD1 Atlanta. This is 92.9 The Game.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, that was an incredible weekend that we just had. What a weekend that was. Man of mercy. That was good all the way around. That was a good one. Beautiful weather, great stuff in sports and everything else. Morning to you. What up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning?
I'm doing great. That was, like I said, it was a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. I went out for a little while, went down to hung out a little 5 points this weekend. Went to the Atlanta United game match. It was pretty fun. I was a little nervous in the beginning, though, because it was looking a little ugly. But I had a great time down there. Shout out to my man Tron. Was hanging out with Tron for a little while down there. Great crowd. Was a great crowd down there at Atlanta United. Great, great people. Great crowd. Kind of a lot different than a football crowd. Lot different. They were a little more, I guess, civilized. If that's not a negative, I guess it does kind of sound like a negative. But it's a different crowd. It's a different crowd.
Well, Mike Honeyhead, I actually listened to the entire game on the radio, which I've heard Mike and Jason Longshore before for bits and pieces, but I hadn't listened because I was working in the yard all weekend, and I could not do it because even though I like to complain about it, you're right, Hugh, I love to do it. So I'm out in a yard, and Connie says during the broadcast, he says, and Barco leaves to a standing ovation. Well, an ovation, since they're always standing. Wait, yeah, that's a good line, and I gave him credit. Their broadcast, Mike Connie and Jason Longshore, really good. It's actually becoming better and better and better.
Yeah, and I wanted to get an opportunity to go say hi to Mike, let him know I was there, but I didn't get a chance to do that because they told me what booth he was in, and then I forgot. And I didn't go back to ask anybody else where was it, so I just kind of left after that. But I did want to say hi. So shout out to Mike Conte for doing such a great job.
Yeah, Mike will join us in the 9 o'clock hour if you are inclined to be in and out today or stay for the whole full 4 hours, which we hope you do. Morning show with John and Hugh on this Monday. A lot to talk about. United off and running. Man, they are just unbelievable. The Braves, speaking of off and running, how about the Braves off and running as they wind up by April? The Braves are off today, so their April is in the books, and they have played – spectacular baseball, Hugh. It's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna, those two young men right there, man. I mean, it gives you a lot to be excited about when you talk about the Braves. I was getting alerts all weekend on my phone of home runs getting hit all over the place, Kurt Suzuki doing well. I mean, it was a great weekend for the Braves.
It was a great weekend for the Braves, and they're doing it on the road, too. And they look like, for the first time in a long time, like they're just out there having fun.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, I think, John. I think that when you have these young guys, I mean – they don't know any better. They just want to go out there and play and do well, and that's what it looks like. It looks like they're just playing, having a lot of fun, getting it done. Fundamental baseball.
So how was everybody else's weekend? I know that Bo, glad to have you back, Bo, that I saw the pictures. I mean, you had a great seat. Shake and bake. You were at Dega. Man, that's something.
Yeah, I was at Dega Sunday. I went riding on my own on Saturday, but yesterday was – Dega's always a great time. Got there real early, tailgated. Did the whole thing. We had great seats thanks to Grant Lynch and Hannah at Talladega Super Speedway obviously hooked us up, and a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Joey Logano won, which was the worst part about it because I can't stand that little punk, but it was great. No, I'm just kidding. He's a good guy. I just don't, not a fan. My guy didn't win. My guy got wrecked out. So.
And Joey Logano never wins.
Right.
I think it was, what, his first win in 36 races, something
yeah,
like
Joey
that.
Joey Logano doesn't win it. I can
your
just see
Maddie
that.
Won,
he says that now, and all of a sudden, Joey's people call up and go, hey, do you want the winner from this week? No, I don't want that little punk.
No, I just,
no, we're good.
I'm not a huge fan. He's done some things in the past that I don't like. I'm an old school guy, and he wrecked Matt Kenseth a couple years ago when there was no reason to, and cost Kenseth a championship for no reason. So never liked him since.
All right, well, that's in the books. There, we got that. I'll write that down. I'll note that so I don't ever give him a shout out. Hey, D, I was telling some people, over the weekend. Then I decided I had to tell you. I stumbled onto something that I just, the wife and I, and we went, oh no.
What'd you find, John?
Yeah, we found this thing on Amazon called Stingray Quello, and it's a sub package on Amazon Prime, and Stingray Quello is like $7 a month, and it is like hundreds of concerts, and I like watching, the backstories and the concerts and all the groups in the day, all the videos and stuff. Talk about binge watching. I watched the Bee Gees story last night. It was, their backstory is really interesting.
Is it more concerts or documentaries?
Well, both.
Both, okay.
Yeah, and the Bee
Gees. Like a behind the music kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like pop-up video, if you will. Remember pop-up video back in the day?
Pop-up video.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, these are a little older because there's a lot of stuff in the 70s and some stuff into the 80s and 90s. But, I found this and we went, oh, no, we're going to be watching this because I want to watch that. 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 It just kept going on and on and on. It's called Stingray Quello. I'm not here to promote them. I'm just saying I found it. I stumbled on it and went, oh, this could be dangerous.
Cool beans.
Of course, I got a chance to do my honey-do list and work in the yard. Come on, it was fun. I almost cut my neighbor's yard because it needed it.
Why didn't you?
Because you can't really do that, can you?
Like a good neighbor.
Yeah, I know, but dude doesn't cut his yard. It's like, been...
Cut that yard, John.
I know, I thought about it, but if I get back, he'd be like, you can't come on my property.
Where you going? I'm not a homeowner. To me, that sounds crazy. Catch you in my yard, you might catch these hands.
Right.
Bro, if that yard is unruly, that means they nine times out of ten don't have a lawnmower.
Or they're lazy. Don't do it because I'm with you. Don't do it.
See, that's the main reason why. Like, living in a neighborhood and stuff, you don't know what I got going on in my home. Like, maybe I was just kind of busy and I didn't get a chance to cut my grass. But if you come in and start cutting my grass, that's going to be a problem. That'll be a problem.
I'm just
going to
pay you because I don't have a lawnmower. I just caught the guy that was out there cutting everyone else's lawn. Man, I'm not finna be out there.
No, but I'm
no
just
land.
Saying, you out there cutting somebody else's grass, they might take offense to that. You
I wouldn't. I'm just gonna give you some bread. Here you go.
Unkept,
keep it moving.
That's basically saying that you're unkept. You're an unkept individual.
Well, it's not just not that cool. The yard gets gnarly, it's that all the weeds start coming up. And then you go, okay, I don't want the weeds coming into my yard.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm standing there with the Roundup going, okay, do I just draw a line right down the, just kill this like one brown line all the way down to the curb, which I almost did yesterday. And if it don't get cut today, I might do it. And I'll have to do it on
be
my side.
Be careful going in somebody else's yard.
Yeah, you might try to start all kinds of problems.
I'll have to do it on my grass, which means I got to kill an inch or so of my grass, inch and a half of my grass.
Just call the HOA, John.
Our HOA is like in Pennsylvania or, I don't know, somewhere. I don't even know where it is.
Don't you have board members of the HOA?
Yeah, but they're about as useful as...
Well, most are. Right? Most are. There are at mine, too.
I know. Just saying. So, again, a lot to get into this week. The draft, of course, is going to be front and center.
Yes, and it's finally over with. And now everybody can complain about the Falcons draft picks. About them. They can complain about them. Because that's all I got this weekend. Why didn't they get this person, that person? this is not exact science. And I know we talked about them getting D tackles and filling that spot a whole lot. They only got one, Drayden Sanat from, was it South Florida, Central Florida, South Florida?
Yeah, South Florida, yeah.
And they only got one, which was surprising to me. But they have a game plan. They must feel good about the D tackles that they already have. And just add him in there, he's a rotation guy, so. They needed to bolster up their offense a little bit more, give Matt Ryan some more options, and their fringe players, corners at the safety position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the interesting thing, a lot of the grades, if you believe them, run into the B's mostly for the Falcons. I think that's the national kind of consensus.
I haven't seen anything below a B minus.
You know, and so, I mean, and, but that's, you know, again, it's hard to judge. I know that it's surprising in that, outside of Deidre and Sinnott, we didn't do much on defense. You got two wide. If we had gone into the draft and you would have told me that the Falcons were going to take two wide receivers and a running back, I would have said no.
Not at all. Didn't see that coming. Did not see that coming.
Yeah, two running backs, two wide receivers and a running back. Though I will say it's interesting. I thought one of the most interesting picks they had was the second wide receiver they took, which is Russell Gage out of LSU. With Justin Bethel is the free agent. I want to take you back to free agency for a second. Remember, the Falcons of free agency went out and got a guard in Brandon Fusco. They got a blocking tight end, right? And then they got a special teams guy. And the special teams guy was Justin Bethel from Kansas City, considered one of the best special teams guys in coverage guys in punts and kickoffs in the NFL. Russell Gage has a reputation of being one of the best coverage special teamers in all of college football. And so now I think what you're signaling is, and I'm glad they did this, Hugh, because it says to me, in a draft where you had a needs on defense, you had needs on special teams. You had needs in coverage that needed to be met. And this team decided, you know what, free agency and draft, we're going to do that.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like they did, John. They went out and they got some guys that could cover. If you got some cover guys, that's going to help you pass rush out. But for me, it's always about having that bolstered presence in the middle or in the trenches. From what they've done, it feels to me like they feel like they're good enough up front that they had to go out and bolster up their secondary to help complement the guys up front. And that's what it looks like to me. By just adding just one D tackle, they feel like going into this season, they might find some in free agency. They might find some with those guys they asked to walk on. But it just screams to me that they felt like they didn't really need that many players at that position.
Well, they get out to get Sinnott. He's a huge, wide body, kind of nose tackle kind of player, 315 pounds, hard to move. Watching him on tape, watching him on film, he's got some quicks to him as well, and they're going to play him. He's an inside guy. They'll play him inside near Grady. And of course, they can always, they still have Jack Crawford coming back. They could re-sign Ruben if they want to. They'll have options inside. And with putting Vic back on the line full-time, with Brooks Reed and with, of course, Tack McKinley.
They got a nice rotation. Yeah. They got a real, real nice rotation.
They'll have a fine rotation. And I'm not unhappy. And who knows about did a couple of picks come out of left field? Did I see Ito Smith running back Southern Mississippi? Nope.
Yeah, it might be Teron Ward. Might be on the clock. It looked like they've been trying to, for the last couple of years, try to find an upgrade to that position. Or maybe Tevin Coleman might be the odd man out. It's kind of hard to say right now. But, you know, you draft a running back kind of that high. At the fourth pick, that's pretty high, and they're expecting some big things out of this young man.
Well, I immediately took to Twitter, immediately took to Google, and searched YouTube for Ito Smith. And I had seen, I saw Southern Miss play part of one game this year, but I didn't really notice him so much, and I guess I just missed him because I don't watch a lot of Southern Miss football. That dude can fly. He gets a crease, and he can really run. And so he's a smaller guy. He's 5'9". But, boy, you go watch. And, again, before you judge things, if you're going, who the hell is Anito Smith? Dude had 50 touchdowns in college. 50.
Southern Miss turned out some pretty good players.
Yeah.
Some pretty good players. So, yeah, he's coming from it's not a football factory, but they play some good football down there.
Yeah, a guy like, I don't know, his name was Favre or something like that. I mean, so, yeah, no, it's one of those things where just because you don't know who he is because he doesn't play for Alabama or Georgia doesn't mean that if a guy like Ito Smith were on an Alabama, you'd know who he was. You go, oh, we got Ito Smith. You know, I mean, it's
that's
just
how it is for most people, because even when they drafted this Sinnott guy, most of the texts I got and the tweets I got were talking about how they didn't know who he was. I mean, they did it. They do their due diligence now. They do scout these guys, and I guess they felt like all the D tackles were kind of lumped up at the same. And so they feel like they got a good one.
Well, all the reviews for Calvin Ridley and the pick are in, and the reviews are very good. That the Falcons hit a home run with Calvin Ridley. Dukes of Bell got a chance to sit down and have an at-length interview with Ridley, and we're going to play that interview for you next.
We all know life in the South revolves around football.
Go all the way back to the beginning when God created football.
And that's why we do too. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh on this Monday. Hope you have a safe drive in. Hope you have you can have a great week. I could just tell. What a great last day of April. What an April for the Braves. What an April for Atlanta United. And what an April for the Atlanta Falcons, too, in the offseason and the draft. And if there is a big home run in this draft class, it was their very first pick. It was Calvin Ridley, the star wide receiver from Alabama, who they selected in the first round. And Dukes and Bell got a chance to talk with the newest Atlanta Falcons offensive star.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Flowery Branch, and this is why we came today, for an opportunity to get a chance to talk to our newest Falcon.
Yeah, buddy.
Wide receiver, Calvin Ridley out of Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Welcome
yes, sir.
To the Brotherhood, man.
Thank y'all for having me, man. Thank y'all so much.
Well, I tell you what, the city is lit, as we say. It's on buzz because, you know, you're an exciting player, and for a lot of it, you know, Atlantans and folks that have been here and watching SEC football, seeing obviously you guys play Georgia and just watching and paying attention to Alabama, we're familiar with you.
Yes,
and then the Falcons decide to pick you with the 26th pick. So we're super excited, man. First and foremost, this process for you, all right? I'm watching the draft. We're all watching it. And you seem like you were really cool, calm, and collected when you got the phone call. What was going through your mind?
Man, I was very excited, to tell you the truth, man. I just, you know, I was kind of upset that I, you know, I'm very happy to be here. I was just kind of upset that I, you know, fell back. And went second as a receiver. But, you know, I was just – my mindset right then was there, man. Whoever picked me, I'm ready to work. I wanted to do a workout right there, man. I really did, man, because I was like, man, I'm ready now. I got a chip on my shoulder. I got a reason. Now I'm really, really motivated. I'm ready to come in. I'm ready to work. And I'm ready to do anything it takes, man. I'm really, really hungry right now.
It just seems like it's a perfect fit for you as we're joined by our newest Falcon, Calvin Ridley, with us here on your home of the Falcons, 92.9 The Game. Julio Jones here. Obviously, you got a relationship with Julio.
Yes, sir.
Your brother's down the street in Athens.
Yes, sir.
I mean, is this a perfect fit, though, for you?
Man, to be honest with you, this is the one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I have my family. My mom stays in Fort Lauderdale. It's really easy to get here. My brother's in Georgia. And, man, and you got Julio. I can learn from Julio. I know Shark. And I know the offense, and it's just going to be the best thing for me. And I'm just going to come in and work. I'm going to prove everybody wrong, and I mean that. And I'm very, very excited to be here. And I love that how everybody loves me in here, and that's what makes me feel real good.
Well, you know, Calvin, I mean, you paid attention. Our team's close. I mean, we got there a couple of years ago. We got back to the playoffs in a year where most teams coming off a Super Bowl don't. And we were able to somehow find a way to get there, even though the numbers offensively were down. And a lot of people are excited about what you can bring to that offense.
Right.
Tell our listeners, tell folks who are Falcon fans who are listening to us right now about what you're going to bring to this team and, more importantly, what you think you can help with this offense.
Yeah, I'm just going to do my job. I'm not going to try to beat anybody better than anybody. I'm going to bring big playability. I'm going to bring short playability. I'm going to bring a playmaker who can get the ball and make big plays. I'm just going to bring big plays to the offense, and I want to help any way I can, and I'm not going to overdo it. I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to come in and work hard from day one.
A guy that can blow the top off the defense, as Dan Quinn talked about. Your route running is what you're known for, man. What makes you so good at doing that?
I'm a perfectionist. I'm very detailed in my route. I watch a lot of film on other guys who are better than me to get better, and I try to use a lot of different things. I use a lot of different things in practice to perform better in the games, and I think that helps me a lot.
Calvin Ridley joining us live here at Flowery Branch. Last night, Coach was talking about you and saying that, you know, your familiarity with Sark. And I heard you say when Sark was at Alabama, he was trying to get you to rock more.
Yes, he was.
That familiarity, help us understand a little bit about what you know about Sark. Because he came in, he was a first-year coordinator for us. You know, as I said, some of the lapses there with the offense. But what tell us something maybe a little bit about Sark.
We didn't have him long, but we had him for that week. The championship, and man, he was doing great things with us. I mean, he put in a lot of plays. I was getting everything. I mean, he didn't really change much. And after the season, I had a meeting with him, man. He showed me so much film and how was he was going to use me, and he was going to really help me learn the position better and all that. So, man, it was great, and I was very excited. But, you know, he got a better job, and it was like, oh, man, but walked into another great situation. But I'm very, very thankful that, you know, they all gave me an opportunity, and I'm with him again, and it's going to work.
Calvin Ridley's with us here, guys, live at Falcons headquarters. His track record at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is pretty good, 2-0. He's joining us here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
we had a Deshaun hand on yesterday. It was kind of funny. We were talking about when did y'all know that Tagovailoa was going in.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about halftime at that game in the national championship. What
was
the vibe?
Yeah, so halftime, I sat down, and I've seen everybody, you know, just talking to each other, whispering, and I see Coach Saban over there talking, and I'm just looking. I'm like, all right, they finna make a switch here, and it got around the locker room that Tua was finna start, and he came out that second half, and, you know, he helped us. He really won that game for us, man. I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of Jaden also, man. Two great players, man. But Tua did his thing that night. They both did, and we got that win. We never gave up. We fought back, and, you know, Coach Saban is one of the main reasons that we had the confidence in ourselves to keep fighting, and he never stopped believing in us, and we kept fighting, and we won that game.
Well, you caught the touchdown to tie it up.
Right on.
What was that play? I mean, was he looking for you? Was that play specifically designed for you?
To be honest, that play was not for me. I ran, I had a slant, and I just kept working, because it was fourth down, man. I was trying to help the team. I'm trying to make a play. And the ball came in a perfect spot, and I made a play, man. It was, you know, it was all God.
We know a bunch of guys. We've got some friends who've had kids who've played at Alabama. Everybody talks about it. You just mentioned Saban's way of doing things. You think you're better prepared for the NFL than some other guys?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We work hard. We work really, really hard. And Coach Saban has a system that's built to winning. And the way he does it, it makes everybody better. And I think he do it like an NFL way. And I'm going to bring that here, and I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay quiet. I'm going to work until I find out what I'm doing. And I'm going to do my job.
It is Calvin Ridley, and as we said, you know, there are certain needs that we still need to address in this draft, and the Falcons still have all weekend to do that. Mm-hmm. First overall pick in this year's draft is Calvin Ridley.
Yes,
now, I got to bring this up because, you know, we're watching the draft, and this is me personally. I want to get your opinion on this, and I'm going, Cowboys got to go Calvin Ridley. Mike and I had talked about you for weeks saying, there's no way we're going to have a chance to get him. Cowboys decide to go linebacker, and I'm going, we got a chance to get Calvin Ridley. What were you thinking at that point? And where were you? I know your agent's communicating with you. Did he say, all right, listen, they're not going to go that way? And then you're saying, where am I going?
Yeah, I mean, I started thinking kind of crazy. And I'm like, man, wow, what's going on? You know, but, you know, he told me that the Falcons was really high on me right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I lit up. I started getting, you know, some hope back, and I was happy. And guess what, man? I'm here. And I feel like this is the best decision for me. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing in disguise. It's going to work out. And I'm going to take full advantage of this, and I'm very excited and stoked to be here.
Our first-round pick, our newest Falcon, you've got the lid, man. Rise up. Yes, Calvin Ridley with
us. It's tight, too,
rise
by the
up.
Way.
You talked to Julio yet?
Yes, I did. He hit me up last night.
What'd he say?
Just, you know, welcome me to the fam, and, you know, that, you know, he wanted me to stay myself and don't try to change up and come in and work hard. So that's what he did. He sent me a couple text messages.
That's nice, man. I mean, and we've seen some of the videos, Julio working out in Alabama.
Yeah.
You guys, when he goes down there, were you working out with him?
Yeah, I was until I started having to fly out. So
okay.
I was training there, and then I started flying out, and I got a couple, like a good, strong weekend with him.
And it was pretty good.
And
you're doing all that stuff, box jumps and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
all that explosiveness.
All that explosiveness.
Yeah, because it's the thing. Yeah. You know, this team, you know, as I know you did in Alabama, you got to block a little bit too now.
No doubt. I mean, I played for Coach Saban. I mean, I have to block. If I didn't block, I didn't get out there. I ain't saying I'm putting guys on the ground, but I'm getting in the way. I'm getting in the way. I'm doing my job.
Now tell us about your upbringing a little bit, man. For those folks who are not familiar, you said your mom lives in Florida. Obviously, your brother's very talented.
Yes,
you
sir.
Come from, you know, you're an athletic family. You guys got skills.
Yes, we do.
What was it like growing up? How competitive was it for you? I mean, what really shaped you?
All right, man. So I got three little brothers, man. We all play this thing called patio football, we call it. We live in apartments. There's this little patio. It's probably like 30 yards long and probably like 15 yards wide. And, man, you have to be able to – it's like a two-on-two type, three-on-three game. So I pick a little brother, Riley will pick a little brother. And, man, you have to really have some skills to be able to score. You got to really be able to make moves. You got to be able to run. You got to be able to shake, make quick cuts.
Is this tackle?
No, it's like a two-hand touch
okay,
game. So
okay.
You really got to be extra good then. But it really made us a lot better at football, and we fought out there, and our mom got mad at us some days, but we were really competitive, and I mean, we wanted to win. We wanted to, you know, say I was beating you, we beat you today, and it was awesome, man. And to this day, we're still that same way. Actually, you know, I was home for like the 3 days before the draft, and it's still the same way out there with the little kids, man. It's crazy.
Down at Deerfield Beach, man, Broward County boy. And Alabama, was that an easy decision for you?
Yeah, it kind of was, man. I went there one time, and, man, it blew me away. And I told myself, you know, Alabama is, you know, they win championships, so I want to win a championship. They put guys in the NFL, so that's where I need to go. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made. And I had an opportunity to be with a lot of great coaches, and Coach Saban, obviously. And he did a great job helping me become a better man, and it was an amazing experience.
What was his selling point? Because we hear all these great things about Coach Saban. Now, being guys in the media, you know how Coach Saban is. We're not talking about that. He'll shut you down.
Next
right?
question.
You know, yeah. Talk to
I
the
think,
Coke bottle.
Coach Saban is really good at getting everybody on the same page, man. Getting everybody thinking the same way, and that's winning. You know, we want to win, and that's what he wants to do. He's a great coach. And we go out there, work hard. He gets everybody to work hard, and your work ethic is going to get better with him. And you just get you build a lot of confidence in him because how tough he is on you, and just you know that you're going to know what you're doing in the game. And he's just you know it's a great place to be. And if you want to become a better player, there's no better place to be.
Now we really enjoy Coach Quinn. He's brought you know of course the brotherhood here, the attitude that you see
right.
exhibited around this building and this facility, and certainly it's gotten us to a Super Bowl. We're hoping it gets us to a few more.
Yes.
What did Coach Quinn say to you as you arrived today?
He said he was like you know just like wow man we got you, and he was really 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 happy that I am here, and you know that you know I got to come in and work hard, and it's a brotherhood here. He was telling me that how great this place is, and that you know let's go win a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, let's go win a Super Bowl there, Calvin Ridley. I totally agree. That's Calvin Ridley with Dukes and Bell. When we get back, we'll tell you what else today is besides the fact that it's the last day of April. Today's the day of that weekend that we just had. But John and you on the morning show at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Down.
Doesn't mean they're not as juvenile as your 13-year-old son.
Sports hot or not hot or hot.
I'm going to give her sports hot.
Rick and John, middays from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's on. You're my sunshine after the rain.
Today is a day where Wendy is dancing in the studio to a song that I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Daryl came in with 98 degrees. Oh, how does this not make you have a better Monday?
It's not going to be 98 degrees today. What forecast are you looking at?
John, this week.
It's one of them corny boy bands.
Okay.
One of them corny boy bands like NSYNC or New Kids on the Block.
Bite your tongue, Hugh Douglas.
I know I'm wrong for that, but
you were wrong.
I was thinking about that Eminem song.
So I'm just trying to
know. I am Marshall Mathers.
Yes. Yeah. He went in on boy bands too, Eminem did back in the day. Like his music videos were all about making fun of the boy bands and
they made a ton of money though.
Oh yeah, he did.
And I forgot the guy, the matriarch of the boy bands back in the day. He was a shady dude.
Maurice Starr?
No.
Oh, Ron Perlman.
The fat guy.
Oh, yeah, Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman was the dude taking money from everybody in the beginning.
He was off the hook. He was the biggest shyster in the history of shysters.
And I'm pretty sure we're speaking, you know, a different language to John, but the reason Daryl came in with 98 degrees is because Jeff Timmons, who was in the boy band 98 degrees, turns 45 years old today.
I saw that name on here. I wondered which team he played for, but apparently not. But sounds like a baseball player I've never heard of, but okay.
Well, that didn't sound right at all.
Where are we going? What do you mean? What team you play for? No, but I tell you what, those boy bands, they still get a lot of love. Like,
well, they are boy bands.
It's amazing to see like with new kids on the block when they come to town, how you have people's moms that are like acting a fool, like going back to their groupie days of like trying to hang out.
It ends up being girls' night out. If NSYNC ever toured, I swear they would sell out in 2 seconds.
They would. I mean, I got to give them props on that, but it's just weird to see that because their music was so bubblegumish back in the day.
Speaking of boy bands, it's April 30th, so there's this gif that you're going to see all day today, and it's of Justin Timberlake saying it's going to be May because on their song, it's going to be me. It sounds like it's going to be May. So you'll see that gif a lot today.
I'm deleting anybody who puts – if I see that on my timeline today,
sorry.
I'm
well, de-
You're getting deleted. Well, you're getting
I'm getting deleted. Is that I'm getting blocked.
I better not see that one time.
I sent it.
I saw that, but I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, because when you hear the song, it sounds like instead of it's gonna be me, he's like it's gonna be May.
Okay.
So that's why
I like Justin Timberlake too.
Yeah, and that's where it came from. So you'll see that GIF a lot today.
Man of the woods.
Well, speaking of social media, you can head over to our 92.9 The Game Twitter page. We do have a Vision Computer poll going on. Because the Falcons, obviously the draft class, wrapped up this weekend. So what's your take on the 2018 Falcons draft class? And you can thank John for the cheesy choices.
Oh, they're not cheesy. They're good.
Okay. Listen to your options.
All right. Here are your options.
All right. Gosh, I can't believe I'm reading this because there's some like...
You want me to do it?
No, I'll do it, John. Here's what you said. Touchdown, great class. First down, it's a solid group. Punt, show me on the field. Or fumble could be better.
Can I add a choice? Can I throw a flag for the terrible, cheesy choices that John
Freaky
came
choices.
Up with?
You either think the draft is a touchdown, it's a first down, it's a punt, or it's a fumble. I mean, that's all. What would you rather have? Grade the class A, B, C, D.
Well, you could have said like A, great class, B, solid group.
Oh, pff.
Instead of a touchdown.
I know a lot of people on my timeline weren't happy.
But, hey, there's 100 votes so far, so you'll feel free to go and vote on our Vision Computer.
And Vision Computer, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. For support, all the great people up at Vision Computer right off of Jimmy Carter Boulevard and 85 up there. Fine folks here. So what's wrong with it? I mean,
John, it's just
cheesy?
It's just
Oh, as opposed
cheesy.
To what? 98 degrees?
Well,
I mean, come on.
I guess that, well, no, because... I enjoyed 98 Degrees. I didn't think it was cheesy. I thought they were great. But your choices are just awesome.
Cheesy.
There's a bunch of national days today. I don't know if there's any in particular that stood out to you guys, but there's a ton of going on today. I don't know why we need a day for this, but today's National Honesty Day. You should really be honest every day, guys.
That's not. By the way, it's not true that it's National Honesty Day. That's just not true.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, my gosh. Bad dad jokes for
let him be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oatmeal cookie day. I'm not an oatmeal cookie fan, so.
Oh, but it's also National Raisin Day. If you do the oatmeal raisin cookie, best cookie in the world. Let's go.
See, I don't like raisins.
Raisin cookie is clutch, though.
Yes.
That's a clutch cookie.
No. Grapes are only good for smashing and drinking. Otherwise, what's the point of a grape?
Frozen grapes at the pool might be one of the greatest things ever. You freeze the grapes.
If it's liquid, yes.
You freeze the grapes, then you take the frozen bag in your cooler to the pool, and you're throwing back some beers or whatever your choice is, and then you pop those frozen
really
grapes.
Good.
It's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah,
it's nice.
You taste so good.
You got some good grapes, though, because all the grapes aren't good. You got
to
get them big.
That's true. You have to get a fresh batch, too, because you don't want them to be, like, soured. Today, also, National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Big fan of this. Adopt, don't shop if you're looking to add a family member. Well, over the weekend, Avengers Infinity War did what a lot of people thought it would do. It broke the record for the biggest opening weekend ever by taking in $250 million. Star Wars The Force Awakens now drops to second with $248 million. Avengers also had the best Saturday ever with $83 million, topping Jurassic World, who had the previous record of $69.6 million.
I had to make one of my 18 runs, Hugh, to the Home Depot this weekend because I was there like every 5 minutes. It seems I had to go back. And I kept passing the movie theater, and I went past the movie theater. It was early Saturday, probably 1 in the afternoon, right before the game. What it was. I was coming back to get to the game. It was packed.
Yeah.
I mean, overflowing at 1 in the afternoon. I was like, that must be that.
It was packed when me and my son went to. He was so anxious to go. I should have, like, I always like, if I'm going to go, I like to go to the later movie. And I like to get there in an ample amount of time so I could pick my seats because you know it's going to be packed. But my son put pressure on me because he was so excited. He got on the internet and said, Dad, I heard somebody fell out at the movie theater for the ending of the movie. And he jumping all on my bed talking about, so when are we going? And I'm like, dude, we're going to go later tonight. But he kept jumping around, so we ended up going like, we were like a half an hour out before the movie started. So when we got there, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up sitting in the front. But it was still a good time, though. But the thing, the people, it's funny. Shout out to all the folks on my timeline that had a fit. They were mad at me this weekend because I didn't spoil it, because I didn't tell them what was about to happen. So y'all need to make up y'all mind.
I was a little upset with you
myself. Yeah, because it's like, Daryl was one of them. Because I'm like, y'all need to make up y'all mind what you want to do.
I text him right after the movie.
Because people were mad at me because I didn't prepare them for it. And I'm like, hold up. Y'all get mad when I say anything about the movie. So now you're mad because they took their children, and like their children were freaking out. at the ending. That ain't my fault, though.
Oh, that's when you do your parental review before. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but now they were
you.
Trying to make me feel
back
bad.
Back up off you.
Back up off me.
Hey, we're grading the Falcons draft class. We'll give you our thoughts and tell you what the grades are from the national media, because we have them. NFL.com, Sporting News, ESPN, SI. We have their grades. We'll tell you what they said about this Falcons draft class as we continue on the morning show. But John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.